This morning I want to talk to you about how we choose our leaders, our kings, if you will. John Maxwell once said, "Everything rises and falls on leadership." Has there ever been a time when that was more true? Everyone is looking for a leader right now, whether it's in your home or your city or your state or our nation or our world. We are hungry for leaders. People need leaders. You look for leaders everywhere you go. And you may not even realize it because we just naturally do it. Walk into a new job, walk into a classroom, walk into a video conferencing chat, right? And what is the first thing you do, maybe without even realizing it, is who's in charge here? Who's setting the agenda? Who's setting the pace and the tone, right? That we just naturally look for that because people need leaders. And that's not bad. That's good. That's all right. It's okay to need leaders. Our problem isn't that we need leaders. Our problem is the way we go about choosing the people who will lead us, choosing our kings. You know, for the last several months, we've worked through the book of Judges, and we've watched as things got worse and worse, and it became really clear to everyone in the whole nation of Israel that they desperately needed a king. They needed a leader. They needed someone who would keep them focused on God. Because God had given them these incredible laws, right? An incredible system that would organize them as a society, as a people, as a nation. And those laws showed them how to love one another, how to care for each other, right? And look out for each other. But without someone to set the tone, without a king to model that and enforce that, everyone just did whatever they wanted to do. They stopped caring for the poor. They started cheating each other, killing each other. No one cared about anybody else anymore. Everyone just did whatever they thought they wanted to do. And that became anarchy. And so it all fell apart when you get to the end of that book. And over again, as you get to the end, the author of Judges says they needed a king. They just needed a king. They desperately needed a king. And he was right. They needed a king. They were a mess with no king. But the kind of king they were looking for, the kind of king they chose to go after, well, that became a whole new problem for them. If you go to your Bible and turn to the book of 1 Samuel, and then go to chapter 8, it tells the story of when all the different tribal leaders from Israel came to Samuel, who was the prophet leading the nation at that time. They came to him and they said, "We want a king." And Samuel tried to warn them. He said, "Look, a king is going to make your life difficult. He's going to take a tenth of everything you have, a tenth of your kids, a tenth of your crops, a tenth of your cattle, a tenth of your food, everything. He's going to take from you." That's how kings work. They start by taking everything from you. And then he warned them and said, "You will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen." But they didn't want to hear it. Instead, listen to what they said to him. And try, as I read this, try and find the two ways that they were going wrong here in the way they were choosing a king. This is what it says in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 19, the second half of that verse, and verse 20. They said, "We want a king over us. Then we'll be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles." I think there are two ways that they went wrong here. And they're the same two ways that we go wrong whenever we go about choosing our kings, our leaders. One, we want a king. Why? So we can be like the other nations. They didn't want a leader who would make them godly. They wanted a leader who would make them like everybody else, who would help them rise to the level of mediocrity, what everyone else was doing. That was their first mistake. The second mistake was they wanted this king to lead them out and go out before them and fight their battles for them. They wanted a rescuer, a hero, but not a ruler. They weren't interested in a ruler. See, we need a leader. We need a king. But we're really, really bad at choosing kings and leaders because we're plagued by the same mistakes that Israel made thousands of years ago. We want leaders who are going to lead us to the mediocrity of status compared to other people, right? Just make it so we can be like everyone around us. And then we want leaders who rescue, but then leave us alone. We want him to rescue us, but not rule over us. But every 4 years, our nation picks a president, right? And I guarantee you, every 4 years, you're going to hear very similar arguments being put out there. Pick me, and I'll save our nation from whatever it is. This year, it's going to be the coronavirus, right? Other times, it's economic disaster. Other times, it's corruption in Washington. There's always something. Pick me, and I'll be the hero. I'll save us from this. Every 4 years, that's what you hear. The other thing you hear is, pick me, and I'll make us better than other nations. I'll make us better than other people. Pick me and I'll make it so you don't have to give this up or give that up. You won't have to change or lose this benefit you have, right? It's all the same stuff. All these appeals are to our desire for someone to make us like or better than all the other nations and someone who will rescue us from whatever dangers we think are out there at the moment. But in the end, do you know how people, what actually determines how people vote? Researchers have done a lot of work on this to try and figure it out. And what they've discovered is this. More than policy or experience or anything else, research has shown that people vote for candidates who in some way remind them of themselves, someone they can see themselves in. They vote for candidates whose personality traits are in some way similar to their own or who look most like them. You know, when we see a similarity in someone or we see something that reminds us of ourselves in them, we equate that to, oh, they must be trustworthy because they remind me of me, which is why I'm voting for this guy come the fall. Because somehow he reminds me of me a little bit. But seriously, one of the tragic mistakes that we make when we choose our kings or our leaders in whatever area of life is that we don't choose the ones who are going to make us more godly. We choose the ones that we believe will require the least change from us. So we'll just keep going the way we are. The second mistake we make is that we choose leaders who we think will rescue us, and then we want them to leave us alone. You know, we all tend to pick a leader who's rescued me from the dangers that I'm perceiving, but then once they do that, I want them to go away and leave me alone. Don't try doing other stuff. Don't try ruling over me. No. And you, if you have kids, you see them do this, right? Right? No, I'm going to do it myself. I can take care of myself. And they try and do whatever it is they want to do on their own. But then as soon as something's going wrong, it's, Mommy, help me, right? We're the same way. I want someone who will take care of the problem, you know, rescue, but then no, don't try and rule. Just get out of the way and let me do what I want to do. Don't meddle in my life. Right now, as a nation, as a world, everyone is looking for a rescuer, right? Everyone's looking for that leader who's a rescuer, who will get us out of the situation we're in. And two of the most popular people in our country right now are who? Dr. Fauci and Governor Cuomo from New York. Right? There's this groundswell of people now who want Andrew Cuomo to run for president because they're watching him on TV and he looks like, you know, a rescuer to them, standing up for the people who are trying to heal people from this virus, right? Standing up for the hospital workers, the first responders, standing up to get them equipment, standing up to try and keep you from getting sick and try and get those who are sick healthy again. He looks like, you know, he's a rescuer and that's appealing to people. So yeah, let's get him to be our leader. And there's a whole bunch of people who are talking that way. And then think about Dr. Fauci. Everyone loves Dr. Fauci because he seems like the kind of guy who's just going to say what needs to be said. He's going to tell you the truth, no matter what it means for himself or anybody around him, even if it upsets some people. He only cares about stopping this pandemic, right? That's the impression everyone has of him. And so everyone loves sweet little old Dr. Fauci, except for a whole lot of people who want to kill him. There have been death threats on that man's life to the point where they've now appointed security details to guard him and watch over him because there's people who see him not as just a rescuer, but as a potential threat, like he's trying to undermine something and become a ruler or set up some other ruler who's going to meddle in our life. We want leaders to be rescuers, but we don't want to give anything up to them. Just be a rescuer, but then go away. Don't rule. And so, yeah, we need a king. We need rulers. But no, we don't need kings the way we choose them. We choose kings and leaders who will rescue us from threats to the status quo that we're trying to maintain. What we really need is a king, is a leader who will rule us and lead us beyond the status quo and into a glorious life, a life that's beyond anything we've even imagined to this point. That's what we really need, not someone to just keep that status quo of mediocrity going, right? Not someone to just rescue us and let us just stay the same, but someone who will transform us and transform our world. The king we need is not the king we choose, but the king who chose us. Today's Palm Sunday. This is the first day of the week we call Holy Week. And this is the day we celebrate that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And all the people there were shouting and praising him as the king who was going to come in and rescue them from Rome, right? Who would set Israel back on the map as equal to the nations around them, and the same way King David had thousands of years before, right? That's what they thought was happening. Jesus was going to come and just set everything straight, put them back on top over everyone around them, and rescue them from the trouble they were in. They were hungry for a king who would rescue and make them equal to the nations around them, right? But the truth is, they needed someone much more than that. They needed a king who would lead them to